Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Galaxy Nutritional Foods Incorporated second quarter 2004 earnings conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Presenting on the call today, we have the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Chris New, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Salvatore Frenari, and SEC Compliance and Internal Auditing Manager, Ms. Leanne Hitchcock. For opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the conference over to the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Chris New. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's an exciting time. We now have just over one quarter under our belt since the completion of our financial restructuring, where we secured Textron Corporation as our asset-based lender and partnered with Fromagerie Bell for international business development. As our management team will demonstrate throughout this call, the events just described are further enabling the positive transformation of our company and are having significant impact on our business. I'm pleased to say that our key strategic planks are working in the marketplace and are translating into visible improvements across many of our quarter-to-quarter P&L and balance sheet trends. For example, our quarter two performance was better than expected. We achieved net sales growth of 7% compared to the first quarter of fiscal 2004, delivered significant improvement in net income, excluding non-cash compensation, and provided close to $1 million of cash flow from operations. I'd like to ask Sal Frenari, our CFO, to provide some additional insights and expand a bit on our financial performance for quarter two. Sal?
Thank you, Chris. Good morning, everyone. Since our press release and our second quarter 10-Q for the quarter ended September 30th, 2003, present our financial statements and analysis versus the prior year, I thought that I would instead briefly highlight some of the quarter-to-quarter trends between the first two quarters of this current fiscal year, those being quarter one ended June 30th, 2003, and quarter two ended September 30th, 2003. First, on our statement of operations, as Chris just mentioned, our net sales improved from $8.7 million in the first quarter to $9.3 million in the second quarter. That's an improvement of $634,000 or 7.3%. Also, our gross margin increased almost 2 points from 30.4% in Q1 to 32.2% in Q2. Our income from operations, excluding non-cash compensation items, went from a loss of $168,000 in the first quarter to income of $170,000 in the second quarter. And that was an improvement of about $338,000, which was primarily due to higher sales and better gross margin in the second quarter. Our interest expense was down from $495,000 in the first quarter to $270,000 in the second quarter, which was a reduction of $225,000, and that's due to the first quarter having only 1 month with the new refinancing terms and the restructuring of the debt, whereas the second quarter had the full quarter with the new structure and terms in place. Then finally, on the P&L statement, our net loss, excluding non-cash compensation, went from a loss of $663,000 in the first quarter to a loss of just under $100,000 in the second quarter, which was an improvement of $563,000. Next, we'll look at our balance sheet briefly. Firstly, cash went from zero on hand at June 30th, 03, to $218,000 of cash on hand at September 30th, 03. And as well, our book overdrafts went from $194,000 at June 30th, 03, to zero at September 30th, 03. Combined, this is a $412,000 improvement in our overall cash position from first quarter to second quarter of the current fiscal year. Our accounts receivable went up approximately $150,000 from $4.2 million in Q1 to $4.4 million in Q2. And as well, our inventory decreased substantially, about $670,000 from $5.2 million at June 30th to $4.5 million at September 30th. And this was primarily due to lowering our on-hand thresholds in accordance with our adjusted sales forecast, which we'll talk about shortly. And our AP continues to go down from where it was previously. We're now at $1.6 million, down from $1.8 million in the prior quarter. Finally, on our statement of cash flows, our net cash from operating activities, in Q1 we had a use of $138,000, and that changed to a provision of cash of $949,000 in the second quarter of 04, and that's an improvement of about $1.1 million in net cash from operating activities quarter to quarter. And then finally, in net cash used in financing activities, there was $226,000 provided by financing activities in the first quarter due to the equity raise and the new bank loan, versus the second quarter where we had a use of $722,000, representing the reduction in the book overdraft and the principal payments on the South Trust loan and the capital leases. As you can see, most of these quarter-to-quarter trends so far this current fiscal year are very positive, and we hope to continue these positive trends going forward. At this time, we are projecting net sales for our third quarter ended December 31st, 2003, to be in line with the second quarter ended September 30th, 2003, after taking into account the seasonal effect on sales due to several major holidays which fall in our third fiscal quarter. As well, we are revising our annual forecast for our fiscal year 2004 from our previous projection of 10% growth in net sales to a revised projection of 0 to 5% growth due to several factors which have resulted in slower than expected sales volume. And Chris will be discussing some of those factors shortly. And with that, I'd like to now turn it back to Chris New.
Thank you, Sal. In a nutshell, versus year ago, we've been able to do more with less, to be both more efficient and productive. Yes, it's true, we now have more internal resources available in terms of working capital, asset-based borrowing capability, strategic insights, partnering capabilities, and ability to implement core strategies, etc., than we even did 5 months ago. And that positive macro health trends discussed previously are all still in force. But looking forward, several market factors are appearing and are also having a countering effect on our business, and in particular on our net revenues. First of all, consumer eating habits are changing, and with the recent trend towards low-carbohydrate meal preparation across all meals, including breakfast, lunch, snack time, and dinner, this has put downward pressure on consumption of items such as bread and complementary products such as cheese slices. Based on the IRI scan data through October 2003, on a 52-week basis, total processed cheese slice consumption is down almost 4% versus year ago. This leads me to believe that there is less sandwiches being prepared and therefore less cheese being used in slice form on such sandwiches. Secondly, it's widely known that the number of consumers shopping in the retail grocery store channel is down versus the prior year due to the further emergence and presence of Walmart. Our product selection is growing but still limited at Walmart. Therefore, the company's sales with its account, although up 160% year-to-date, have not been able to fully counter the decline in retail store traffic. In response to this and consumer shopping habits, the company has redesigned its product line and packaging formats to specifically target the warehouse clubs, those are the BJ's, the Sam's Club, and the Costco's, and the mass merchandisers such as Walmart, Kmart, and Target. Looking forward, as Sal indicated, we expect net sales in the third quarter of fiscal 2004 and in December to be comparable to this past second quarter. We have upside available to us, and we believe that we'll be able to attain some of that, but we're calling the quarter comparable to our current performance. Additionally, we anticipate that the annual net sales for fiscal 2004 will be equal to or up 5% compared to net sales for 2003. This revised net sales forecast of 0 to 5% is a change versus our prior expectations of 10% and reflect the recent changes in consumer eating habits and shopping behavior we just discussed, slower than expected timing for securing private label and value positioned product opportunities for the company, and slower than expected placement of additional points of distribution of the company's branded items. Now looking forward, the board and I firmly believe we are still on the right course and management will continue with implementation of our strategy to achieve greater availability and visibility of our higher margin branded products. To date, this fiscal year, we have gained better than 12,000 new points of distribution at retail, helping to stem the impact of the shopping trends noted above. And just for reference, one point of distribution equals a single SKU in one more shelf in the country. Additionally, now that the company has sufficient resources, we'll be able to focus our efforts towards generating consumer awareness, product trial, and generating more repeat purchase for our branded products. Now, we've implemented a number of regional consumer-driven initiatives that on a key account basis have outperformed the company's overall retail performance. So I'm confident that we are learning what works with consumers and we'll be able to repeat this on a larger scale as we go into the future. And finally, we're actively redeveloping relationships with strategic private label and value position customers, which will enable a company to better utilize some of our excess production capacity. These things combined should result in greater operating cash flow and higher return on invested capital. We're confident that we'll be able to move forward in the future implement our strategies, and have effective results. At this point, our management team would be happy to field questions.
Thank you, sir. Today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to signal for a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone phone. As a reminder, if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 for any questions. Our first question comes from Scott Van Winkle of Adams Harkness.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How did the Soyco brand do in the quarter?
The Soyco brand was off in a total of about 7% in the natural food set. And fundamentally, there are no new stores on a fundamental basis being added to the natural food set, Scott. And what we're seeing is that our slice business in Soyco is down commensurate with the overall trend towards low carb.
Okay. Chris, it sounds like you seem pretty enthusiastic about the opportunity to continue to improve the results. Do you really feel like, all the supply issues, the capital issues are behind you? And at this point, it's just a matter of adding, more products, more doors, more accounts?
Yeah, absolutely. It's more than just adding the more doors and more accounts. But from a supply perspective, we've got a very good handle on our inventory, on finished goods, and our ability to supply our customers. We're achieving 100% case fill and order fill rates on a regular basis. Occasionally, we'll miss one order, for example, on a small SKU that we may not have predicted a promotional aspect. But overall, we have great fill rates and have had no issues on that side with customers. As we continue to push new points of availability and distribution, again, the countering effect there is that, we are not center plate from a meal perspective. We're an accompaniment. So as the trend towards, less bread and less carbohydrate-driven activities are occurring, it's more difficult for us to drive key consumption. So we're balancing our mix across slices, shreds, and chunk so that we can actually get consumption of our shred line and our chunk business going higher so that we're not quite as dependent upon sandwiches. So that's what's really happening on that front. But overall, going forward, we look very positive in terms of our ability to fill demand, to resource our key initiatives, and to continue to drive the marketplace.
Have you seen any increases in shreds specifically? I would think that low-carb diet means more salads.
Yeah, absolutely. Shreds in terms of both distribution at retail and on a velocity basis are still increasing. It's just that the company, our company, has been based fundamentally in slices. And so we're skewed on an SKU basis to our slices. And as we add more shreds, and again, our chunk business, with salads and straight consumption of cheese, I think those two elements will start to grow again.
Great. Thank you.
Welcome.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 on your touchtone phone to signal for a question. We'll go next to Ralph Will of R. Will Investment Management.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you comment on your plans to expand further into the food service marketplace?
Absolutely. One of our key channels for growth and upside in the future is in the food service arena. Everyone's aware of the obesity trends among children, so schools, colleges, universities, and food service operators are a great place for us to have our products made available. The challenge there is finding a distributor, like a Sysco, who's the largest distributor in the world for food service, to carry a broad array of your products into those operators. And we are, as we've discussed in the past on these conference calls, working with Sysco on a product called Moonrose. This is one of their key initiatives whereby they'll have a vegetarian set in their distributor book, and we are the exclusive non-dairy cheese, if you will, in that distribution set. So in December, we expect to start shipping for the Sysco program under Moonrose, and expect that to grow for us very nicely as we proceed into 2004 and 2005.
Sir, do you have any other questions at this time? Once again, that is star 1, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions. Our next question comes from Dwayne Garin, a private investor.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good.
Chris, as a private investor, I sit here quarter after quarter after quarter for the last 5 years listening to these conference calls. you know, we've had our financing in place now for almost 6 months, right?
5 months. Yeah, very end of May. It was secured May 29th, May 30th.
Is the board or management or anybody looking at, you know, maybe we don't have the right sales team in place to drive this thing? You know, every quarter there's another excuse, and I just can't understand. You know, we've got all the tools in place. Why can't we grow sales?
Well, I think, Duane, that we can grow sales. It's taken a little bit, a level of patience on our side. I've been with the company for 2 years, and yes, I am looking at all functions within the organization to make sure that we are resourced properly and that we have the right horses to do the job, and I believe that we do have everything we need now. A critical factor was getting the refinancing done. The company had atrophied, and all areas in channel distribution, product, everything had become weak to the point where it was very difficult to simply turn on the fuel and make this thing grow. So getting restructured and refinanced in the end of May was not that long ago. And to show quarterly growth like we did and performance on the P&L and the balance sheet like we did, I think is actually impressive. We clearly know that our top line is where we have to go now, that as we add more fuel to top, it's going to flow right through the system and make this company perform even better. So again, the strategies of more points of distribution, we gained a lot more points. We gained 12,000 new points of distribution since we got refinanced. Now, there are always going to be countering trends in the marketplace, and not everything is going to go the way you expect it to go. And the big insertion of less eating of sandwiches and so forth, while it's an excuse, it's also just a fact that we have to deal with. So we need to reshift some of our mix to overcome that. We will certainly be taking advantage of the fact that our cheese is low carbohydrate, and we'll be driving hard against letting consumers know that with unpacked stickers and so on. And those aren't salesperson issues. Those are simple strategies and tactics that have to be dealt with as we go. So, again, from a resource perspective, I think we've got the right resources. You know, the board is assisting me in reviewing all of our strategies, personnel, et cetera, and no issues on that front fundamentally. And, you know, I'm asking for a little bit of patience as we work through the marketplace conditions.
Well, I'm a patient guy, Chris. For 5 years I've been a patient guy. But, you know, as a shareholder, you know, I look at, you know, a year or so ago, Chris Marini, John Jackson got 23%, 21% raises, respectively. You know, they're both earning 150-ish a year, and they got 75,000 options. You know, and I look at that, and I say, okay, that's fine. But produce. You know, these are the two main sales guys. Where's the production?
You know,
in the real world, you don't get rewarded for flat to declining sales. You get fired, you know.
I understand that. And during some of those conditions, the company was going through fill rates of 30, 40, 50%. And so, you know, keeping our shelf space and being able to only fall to the level that we have is, again, a very impressive thing. Now, given the top line to certainly grow on a unit-by-unit basis, yeah, that's where our focus is, and that's what we're spending our time and energy on. And you can rest assured and feel free to talk to board members if you need to. But, you know, we're going through every person in this company on a productivity basis and understanding activity sets, what they're doing, what they're delivering, and where we're getting value and where we're not.
All right. Thanks.
Welcome.
And our next question comes from Gary Giblin of C.L. King Capital.
Yes, hi, good morning. I'm just wondering if the disarray in the supermarket industry in general, and as exacerbated by the Southern California and other labor strikes, translates to your business in the sense of, you know, less attention being paid to new items or to new product areas to put into the store?
Yes, certainly. Our second largest ship to point, which is a distributor called DPI, is down almost 40 to 50% fundamentally as a result of Southern California retail environment with the strike that's going on and the labor issues there. And that's, you know, compounded by the fires, et cetera. But, you know, I don't like to, as Duane said, give a lot of excuses. That, again, that's a fact. And, you know, we have to overcome that through additional points of availability and other channels. A lot of manufacturers are hurting in California right now as a result of the strike and the inability to get attention at the shelf, and we're one of those people.
Okay, and, I mean, apart from the strikes, I mean, are you finding, I mean, the supermarket industry has been under intensified pressure for a couple of years. You know, last year was the worst year in the supermarket industry ever, you know, so, in other words, do those pressures translate to kind of them putting out fires. I mean, no pun intended on...
Sure, yeah. No, it does. And we talked about the store traffic issue and people shopping over at Walmart and the other mass merchandisers more frequently and that pressure that puts on retail grocers. We're located in the produce department of the retail grocery store, which is a more labor-intensive arena to begin with. And we're actually, because of our share leadership, have a pretty good share of attention. But yeah, certainly the space requirement is getting more difficult and challenging, and we're under a lot of pressure for maintaining shelf space and providing labor. A lot of that burden is now falling onto our brokers to provide more of that labor force at retail because retail establishments are cutting back on their own labor. So we're working through that model as well. But again, I think the strategies that we're going after, where we are positioning ourselves as a healthy cheese alternative and then going out and getting consumers to come to the franchise on a consumer pull basis, will help us counter the actual retail conditions that we're facing when we're there.
Okay. And, I mean, is there any progress that you can identify on Walmart, getting more SKUs into Walmart?
Yeah, we're going distribution center by distribution center with our key account manager working with the produce manager at Walmart. We use a third-party distributor for many stores at Walmart, and Walmart is now driving us towards direct distribution basis, and that'll help us a lot. You know, we're up to about 7 SKUs in 900-plus stores out of the 1,300 that they have, and it's just now a matter of continuing to get more consumers in against that distribution base and get the velocity up, and then get additional 4 to 5 more SKUs in that distribution set.
Okay, and finally, if I might, I mean, is there more room for you to get SKUs or doors in Whole Foods and Wild Oats, or is that already accomplished?
Yeah, there's always more room because we believe that we're a leader and innovator in terms of product development. Fundamentally, though, there are so many fewer natural foods establishments than there are retail grocers and Walmart stores that the bulk of our growth will come from our food service and our retail grocery and our club mass merchandiser channels.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And once again, that is *1 for any questions. And our next question comes from Kyle Kruger of Aplo Capital.
Morning, Sal, Chris.
Morning.
Hi. Your forecast of year sales being up 0 to 5% implies second half sales of something on the order of $21 million, and you're saying that the next quarter is going to be 9 and change. Anything in particular you can point to that makes you optimistic about that kind of big sales acceleration in the second half, in light of the fact that you're saying that you know, the third quarter here is going to be relatively flattish sequentially?
Yeah, I mean, we have private label opportunities, Kyle, that we feel very good about, where we've been driving very hard to get back customers that used to be good, loyal Galaxy customers. But during the tough times of shipment and choices over profitability versus top line, we pushed them away. And now we're regaining confidence that we'll be able to actually secure them in this back half, particularly quarter four. That's the first area. Secondly, again, you know, we'll have had more time for our key initiatives to take hold and start actually having an impact on a consumer basis. So we're buoyed by that. And then we do believe that Sysco is going to start kicking in the December window, and that will translate into quarter four growth.
Yeah.
Those are kind of three primary areas.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And we'll now go to John Caroli, private investor.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I haven't heard anything lately. I'm just curious what's going on with your smoothie product.
The smoothie product is the Ultra Smoothie made with Tropicana juice. It's in our natural food set right now, so it's in the Wild Oats, the Whole Foods, that arena in Chamberlain's. And we've not expanded that into our retail grocery environment because we have not felt that we have the right package format for retail grocery at this time. But under natural foods, it is meeting the needs of the marketplace. So we're looking at alternative packaging forms and changes to the overall proposition that would make it more attractive to grocery. It is one of the items that will be going into Sysco as well, so we expect that that'll start to gain some velocity and distribution. But into our quarter four and more so into 05 is where we expect to see some redevelopment of that program and give it some more legs.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And our next question is a follow-up from Gary Giblin.
Yeah, hi, Chris. I realize you said that the natural food channel ultimately is not a large one for you, but I was just curious whether Wild Oats has reduced a lot of SKUs, so were you losing SKUs in that process?
We have not been losing SKUs in our natural food set. And again, we have a dominant share there and are looked to as a leader in that industry, so that has not been a fundamental problem for us. Again, it's more usage occasion, and as our products line up with slices, being our biggest SKU and part of our mix from a segment perspective, then shreds, then chunk, and so on, we need to start working on consumer usage occasions to when people can use our products in a more productive way. So okay, it's not great. Been as a result of losing distribution.
Okay, thanks.
And Mr. New, it appears we have no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the call back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much. I would like to comment that I appreciate the investors who have put their faith and money in Galaxy Foods. I'd like you to know that Galaxy employees, all employees here, are very conscious of what you've been through with this organization, and we are dedicated and focused on achieving the results that we've articulated. I've never felt more strongly that the strategies that we have talked through are going to work, are working in the marketplace now, and simply need to be expanded upon and refined and fine-tuned, and that top line will come back to this organization, and it will come back profitably. We can't have top line for the sake of top line, but as a result of being 11% utilized in the facility, we certainly have the opportunity now, because we're much stronger, to be able to go back to private label customers and value product customers and secure significant volume for this organization. So we're going to do it, and we're going to be predictable about it, and we're going to make sure that we do it profitably, and that's where we're headed for 04 and beyond for this organization. Thank you very much. That's the end of the call.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.